Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechet Sanhedrin, Perek Hey, Mishnah Alpha, Mishnah Beis. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zecher Defin Reziva Gahagon, Bikarav Mamish. In the previous Perek, we discussed the setup of a Bezdin of 23, which is judging capital cases. If we're going to be killing somebody, he's going to be getting the death penalty. What type of Bezdin is needed? How it's set up? And we even talked about frightening the Edim into giving proper Edos. Then the Mishnah tells us, there were seven main questions that these Edim were asked. What Shavua of the Yovel cycle? We know the Yovel is a 49-year cycle of 7-year blocks. Each 7 years is a Shemitah cycle. And so they ask the Edim, which section of Yovel did it happen? 1 through 7. And Be'ezu Shana, which year in the Shemitah cycle? Be'ezu Chodesh, which month did it happen? Be'kama B'chodesh, what day of the month? How many days into the month? Be'ezu Yom, what day of the week was it? Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, or Shabbos? Be'ezu Shah, at what time did it happen? And Be'ezu Makom, in which place did it happen? These are very key questions because only with these that we can make the Edim Zayumin. As we mentioned previously, Edim Zayumin is when we have our two Edim giving Edos, and then another two Edim come and say, look, it's very possible that what you're claiming happened actually did happen, but you can't have been the ones that witnessed it because Emmanuel Yisem Makom Pliny, you were with us at a totally different place when you claimed it happened. And therefore, all these questions have to be asked because we need to know with utmost precision when exactly this thing happened. Now, Rabbi Yisem says, Be'ezo Yom, Be'ezo Shah, Be'ezo Makom, only these three questions are asked, which day, which time, and which place. Now, there's a number of other questions that are asked if they're giving Edos about somebody who was killed, so they're asked, Makirna Tamaisai, do you recognize the guy who was killed? Hisrei Sembai, did you warn the murderer? And Avad Avad Zara, if it's a case where a person did Avad Zara, it's Mi Avad Uba Me Avad, we're going to ask them, which Avad Zara did he serve and how did he serve it? For example, did he shech the carbon to it or did he bow down to it? Moving on to Mishnah Beis, Kol Amar B'dikas, Harizim Meshubach. Any Bezdin that increases B'dikas, asking a whole bunch of other questions, not these ones that we just mentioned before, but asking other things like what were the surroundings, what was the color of his clothing, what tree was it near, so on and so forth. So he's Meshubach, he's blessed. That's a great thing. Amai, so there's a story about the Ben Zakkai, but Uksei Te'enim, the Ben Zakkai, which is referring to Rabbi Yechon Ben Zakkai, he asked the Edim by the stems of the figs. They claim that it happened under the fig tree, so he asked them, yeah, what were the stems of these figs, thick or thin? The mission continues, Ma ben Chakiros l'Betikos, what's the difference between Chakiros and Betikos? The answer is, Chakiros, Echoremer in Eidea, Edus and Betela. If one of the Edim, in regards to the Chakira questions from the previous Mishnah, says, I don't know, for example, he says, I don't know what time of day it was, so their Edus is Batal, because it's called Edus Shi'iyat HaYachal Azima. You can't be Mazim these Edim. Whereas Bedika is one of these other extra questions, if you will, if one person says, I don't know, even if both Edim say, we don't know, Edus and Kayames, it's still valid Edos, because they don't have to know what color shirt the guy was wearing, for example. Lastly, the Mishnah says, whether we're discussing Chakirs or Bedikas, if the Edim contradict each other, Edus and Betela, so we throw their Edos out and we say it's Batal. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Gimel and Dalet, continue to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.